mainly at the higher altitude. It was the Sherman 88, a millimeter Chetwi that reached up there, and it usually you could see the puff, black puffs of smoke of the shells exploding nearby. And you always, you never flew in a straight line, always in one direction, and then maybe turning 10, 15 degrees in another direction, always towards the target or towards the base. And you never flew at the same altitude. You always flew a little bit higher or a little bit lower because the German shells were timed to go off at a specific altitude. So it was just one way of trying to evade the German 88. But close to the ground, the German 40-millimeter anti-aircraft artillery were very effective. And usually when our low-level missions of dive bombing and strafing, it would be a rare occasion if you didn't come back.